Well, the TV6 Canathon is, it's been a tradition for over 40 years here in the Upper Peninsula, and it was something that was started back in the early 80s, 1981, as a way to fill the food banks, you know, fill the pantries around. You know, there was hard economic times back then. There were some layoffs. The mining industry was kind of down, and it took off, and it grew over the, you know, the next 40 years. And now we are today, after COVID, you know, the Canathon has changed a little bit, but we're still collecting food, we're still collecting cans, and then we're also collecting cash as well.
And that's the big thing, too, because a lot of people just find it a lot easier to make the monetary donation, call it good, and go from there. And that's actually good, because the funds can be stretched a lot further by a lot of the food banks than just a box full of food. Now, there's nothing wrong with a box full of food.
Nothing wrong with a box full of
food. But the money actually goes in a lot of better directions.
It certainly does. And, you know, the thing is about when you give a monetary donation, the food banks, they can take those and they can buy perishables with that money. They can buy as needed. Sometimes, you know, even through the TV6 Canathon, you know, they can get a little heavy on some items and a little light on some others. So that monetary, you know, it actually expands their abilities a little bit more.
So let's talk a little bit about it. How are you making it work? I know you have locations around the region for people to go and drop off items, but you're really coordinating a lot of this through your online presence. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have hundreds of locations across the Upper Peninsula in nine counties. And the way it works is, you know, you can go online to tv6canathon.com and find a drop location near you. And those donations that are made at that location stay within that community. So if I'm, you know, in Nagani and I make a donation, that is going to stay within the Nagani pantries, right? And so you make your donation to your drop-off locations, and then the week of December 5th, they are picked up from those locations, from our boots on the ground. We have a lot of volunteers that help us out, and they're going to collect those, and they bring those directly to the pantries.
And the bulk of it, too, is I think all of the grocery outlets across the region are involved in this one way, shape, or form. So just while you're doing your grocery shopping, just take a look.
Just take a look. And yeah, I mean, there's generally on the way out, there's a receptacle for you to put some donations in, and it's everywhere, you know. And like I say, this is a UP-wide, you know, tradition for 40 years. And everybody's been doing it for a long time, and it's important.
Again, that website for people to check out is
TV6Canathon.com.